that with Crute. 7 points for Crute. Brings Vax within two. 3:15 left in the third. 37-35, Cass City leads. On the right wing is Harwick, now to over to number 12, Cody Ross. Orban for three times the key is tipped by number 12, Kramer. And here comes Maddox. Canarian throws it right into the hands of Orban. And here's a 2-on-2. Orban in the lane, kicks it over to Harwick for the long two. This one's no good. And it was still a rebound. And we have still no word, and Bad Axe ball. I don't mean to rip on the refs here, but that would have been a foul against Bad Axe. No foul! One is Cass City, it was not foul.
The only time that would not be a foul is in hockey.
And here comes Bad Axe. Trailing by two to the home team, the Cass City Redhawks. Kramer dribbles into the left corner, into Flannery, feeds it into Sutton going against Israelson. Now back out to Flannery. Canarian resets it. Orban gets a tip on it, and Canarian catches it. 2.5 to play in the third. Over to the right wing, and the travel is called against number 12 of Bad Axe, Kramer. No turnover for the Hatchets. Jermel checks in for Kramer. And Jim Quinn wants to take a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. 2:28 left in the third. Cassidy leads by 2, 37-35, exactly what it was at halftime. Each team with 10 points in this third. Sean, what's the difference? It feels like a whole different feel in the second half.
Well, you really, let's deal with officiating, all right? You really like to have a solid whistle, something that you can predict, something that they've been doing all along, and that way you can teach your kids that this is what's happening. But right now, I mean, we're getting some ticky tacks and then some dancing calls that aren't being called and some aren't being called. I know Coach Quinn is a little frustrated with that, and all he's trying to do, I'm sure, is just settle down his kids, give them a little bit of a chance to collect themselves, and then send them out and go back at it again.
So Cassidy gets the ball on the far left side of the radio into Orban with 2:25 left in the third quarter. Orban being guarded by Termel. Over to Cody Ross against Canarian. Now Harry over to the left wing to Hartwick and Israelson wide open at the left block, and it's good. Israelson now with 16 on the night. The 4-point lead for the Redhawks. 39-35 with just over two to play in the third. Termel dribbling on the left wing, drives right to the middle. Canarian for three from the right wing, rims in and out, no good, rebound Israelson. Here comes Orban and Cass City. Minute 55 in the third. Redhawks by 4. Perry thought about taking the three from the right wing, decided to pass over to Hartwick. He drives into the free throw line, over to Coach Ross. He drives into the lane with the hook shot. This one's looking out of the mark. Gets his own rebound, puts up the foot back, and this one's good. Cody Ross now with 3 points. And a 6-point lead for Cass City. Termel nearly turns over the ball to the free throw lineup against them. Theatrics. Canarian for three from left wing. This one's no good. And rebound Hartwick. Cass City with a 6-point lead and 80 seconds left in the third quarter. Cody Ross inside the three line dribbles right back to the top of the key and hands it off to Hartwick. Orban on the right wing. Now Perry over to the left wing. To Cody Ross, now top of the key, Hardwick for three, off the mark, and rebound Cody Ross for Cass City. Reset, if there was a shot clock, with 60 seconds left in the third. 41-35, Orban loses it, and we have a loose ball, and a held ball, possession arrow, so the Hatchets end up after a wild possession there. Double substitutions, Flannery sits down, Canarian sits down, Kramer is back in. As well, well, let's just go through the starting lineup here for Bad Axe. We have Kramer, Termel, Krug, Labor, and Messick.
Clark, Tanner Krug needs to touch the ball in this possession. He's got such a freak shot.
As Labor drives down the baseline, we have a whistle before the shot's off. And it's going to be a foul against Cass City. That'll be Cass City's second. And the second on Jacob Perry as Maddox gets the ball and needs their own hoop. Termel passes this one in to Kramer, dribbling in close proximity to his defender. And when he did his last spin move, he shuffled the feet and allowed travel.
James Brown has nothing on him.
I don't even know what to say.
got your speech whistle.
I was going to say the ref had a brand new whistle, but as Orban gets across the timeline, 29 seconds left in the third, they lead by 6 Corvette. So now we'll actually tip the ball. Now they're in the backcourt. Orban still dribbling right down the lane over to Israelson, goes in for the dunk, and he is fouled away.
That's a tech.
They say two shots for Israelson. It could have been a technical. Fouls against number 45, Krug, his third for Bad Axe, and the fourth for the team. And the line shooting two is Israelson. He has 16 on the night, and 4 for 4 from the free throw line so far, and make that 5 for 5. 18.7 seconds left in the third. Jim Quinn discussing it with the officials here. 42-35, a 7-point lead for the Redhawks. They led by 2 at halftime. Standing up by 5, now 6 points so far. 2-8-point lead. Israelson now 6 for 6 from the free throw line as Kramer chucks up a 3 from the left wing. Israelson brings in the rebound. 10 seconds remaining. Orban across the timeline, flying down the court. Hangs it over to Shank for 3. This one's no good. This is Perry. And Cody Ross gets the foot back. This one's no good. And the third quarter is in the books. And Cassidy extends their lead out to 8, 43-35, with one quarter to play on WLEW.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
One quarter to go, and Cassidy leads by 8 points over the Bad Axe Hatchets, 43-35. As Cole Israelson has 18 points so far through three quarters. Cassidy outscored Bad Axe in the third, 16-10. And Bad Axe is on the verge of getting some foul trouble. They have Ben Braden, Tyler Labor, and Tanner Krug all with 3 fouls. Both teams coming back on the court. Out there for Cass City is number 3, Shane Rasmussen, Israelson, Jacob Perry, Colin Hartwick, and Orban. Out there for Bad Axe, we have Canarian, Kramer, Krug, Sutton, and Braden. Jim Quinn still in the ear of the official. As Cass City will get the ball, begin the second half, the final quarter here in regulation. 43-35, Cassidy by 8. They kick it over to the left elbow to Rasmussen. Now over to Perry to Orban on the right wing. And to Rasmussen for the layup. This one's a power layup, I should say. No good. Rebound, a long rebound. Goes into the hands of Perry and to reset the offense to Orban on the right wing. Israelson goes to work at the right post, dribbles twice, kicks it back up. Orban for 3 on the right wing. No. And rebound by Perry again. 2 offensive boards. Orban takes another 3 this time. It's good. Cody Orban now is 6 points, both coming from 3s, and now it's an 11-point lead. 46-35, Bad Axe trails by 11. Canarian on the right wing. Over to Braden on the left wing. Tries to pass it over. It looks like he lost the hand on the pass to Kramer. And now goes out of bounds. Cass City ball, and Jamel checks in, replacing Kramer.
Coach Crew got a JV coach, made a nice catch over there. Nice save.
7-11 left in the fourth quarter, 46-35, 11-point lead for Cass City. After Cody Orban hit a 3 to start off the scoring in the fourth.
All right, the Hatchets are going to have to make a run right now.
Cassidy with the ball, dribbling up left to right across the radio. Colin Hartwick doing the point guard duties. They have Orban coming off as a shooting guard now. Rasmussen on the right wing. Dribbles twice into the corner to Israelson inside the paint. Goes up to do the work, and it's good. Israelson now at 20 points. and a 13-point